When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he appeared along with Lord Nityananda, who, although not born in the same family, an expansion of Balaram, Vishwarup, appeared directly as the older brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the original form of Balaram appeared as Nityananda, who was older brother in another way. He was the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya's guru. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation from Ishwarapuri, who accepted initiation from Madhavendrapuri, and Nityananda Prabhu was a direct disciple of Madhavendrapuri. Therefore, he was the god uncle of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, he had a superior position. But what was Lord Nityananda's constant meditation? Simply the service of Lord Chaitanya. There was no servant who could equal Lord Nityananda Prabhu, because he had understood the most intimate meditation of the Lord's heart, which was to deliver the divine mercy of the holy name to everyone and to anyone without discrimination. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, was such a servant that although he was completely renounced and was living just like a sannyasi, one day Lord Chaitanya told him, "You should marry." "I should marry?" He understood why he should marry. Because Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi, he had to uphold a very, very high standard. And there were certain places that if he went, he would be criticized for going. But what about those people at those places? Should they be not given the opportunity to surrender to the holy name? So Lord Nityananda, if he accepted the position of a grihastha, nobody would criticize him wherever he went. In fact, he appeared as an avaduta for that purpose, simply for the service of the Lord. So we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is preaching to big, big, high people. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya Prakasananda Saraswati, King Pratapa Rudra, big, big leaders of the Buddhists, big, big leaders of the Muslims. He was preaching to them, Chand Kazi, big politicians, big, big scholars, great, great sannyasis. And he preached to the people in general. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was preaching to the most fallen, sinful class, such as Jagai and Madhai, the two most sinful creatures in all of the creation. Even Yamaraj could not keep track of the quantity of sins of Jagai and Madhai. But Lord Nityananda was very anxious. If I can make these two people Vaishnavas by invoking the holy name in their life, then I can do the greatest service for Lord Chaitanya. I can glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such a way that the whole world will understand. And he went to them. And he was willing to be verbally abused, blasphemed, physically assaulted. And even while standing with his whole body and his whole dress drenched in blood, he didn't care anything but the service of Lord Chaitanya. "My dear brothers, I don't mind that you hit me on the head. I don't mind that you're trying to kill me. I only mind that you're going to have to suffer the consequences of all your sins. Please take the name of Krishna. Take the name of Gauranga. Bhaja Gaurango, Kaho Gaurango, Laho Gauranga Namre. Jejana Gauranga, say hi.
Pande.
But he knew that Radha and Krishna both appeared in the form of Sri Gaur Sundar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. That Radha and Krishna appeared in the one form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So if they chant the name of Gauranga, if they worship Gauranga, if they meditate on Gauranga, if they become devotees of Gauranga, then they are automatically worshipping with pure hearts, without any misconceptions, Radha and Krishna of Vrindavan, who is non-different. So this was Nityananda Prabhu's genius, how to bring everyone to Goloka Vrindavan through the mercy of the name of Gauranga. And he would go into the lowest places, to the extent that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and just to clarify any doubts that may be in the hearts of the devotees, he said, if Lord Nityananda is going into a house of prostitution, into a brothel, or into a bar, you should know that he's only going there to deliver the fallen souls. He is spotless in his character. And he was willing to accept a household life. He was willing to accept brutality, blasphemy, condemnation, misunderstanding, because he understood, this is the way I can best serve my master. Nityananda Balaram is the original guru, showing us by his example how to be a servant of guru and how to be the servant of the Lord. To be willing to accept any inconvenience, any humiliation, any pain, even up to death, to serve the mission of our Guru Maharaj, to serve the mission of the Lord. That is the example of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Because it is said that the best master is simply the one who is the best servant. A master never thinks himself master. A master thinks himself servant. Even God thinks himself servant. Krishna is the supreme enjoyment, but what is that enjoyment? Simply giving enjoyment to his devotees. So therefore, in the spiritual realm of consciousness, everyone is servant, no one is master. But someone takes the position of a master just to serve you by showing you how to serve. That is Lord Balaram Tattva. So, on this day of Sri Balaramji's appearance, this should be our meditation. Srila Prabhupada used to tell us that Bala means strength, spiritual strength, not physical strength. And Rama means one who takes pleasure. So we should pray to Lord Balaram to give us the strength to overcome the obstacles, the impediments on the spiritual path, and to carry out our service to the Vaishnavas, to the Guru, and to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.